Little Lou, the terror of overweight women in the club swimming pool. In all fairness, it has to be noted that Little Lou was all of 5 years old when he was enlisted by myself, principally, and my brother Joel in a rude misadventure played out in the Trosh's swim club pool. It was a hot summer day, and the pool was packed with kids, many of them accompanied by their mothers. I came up with a game that we, myself, Joel, and Little Lou, could play that seemed to hold great potential for riotous humor. First, I showed Lou how to administer the notorious crab claw pinch that could raise whelps on an alligator. I then laid out the rules for the game. Each participant would receive points for swimming up to and administering the painful crab claw pinch to one of the many mothers playing with their children in the pool. The more overweight the victim, the more points one was awarded. Stealth was necessary in order that one not be caught by the shocked victim. I volunteered to go first and pick my target carefully, a rather overweight woman surrounded by screaming kids. I knew that I could hold my breath, swim underwater, sneak up, reach through all the kids, and administer the pinch, then quickly get away undetected in the confusion. My strategy worked like clockwork as the overweight mother wheeled around and shrieked, "Somebody is pinching!" and then tried to figure out which one of the gang of kids had administered the whelp to her posterior. In the confusion, I was able to swim back underwater to Joel and Lou. They were both hysterically laughing at the scene that had resulted from my turn at our new game. Lou was chomping at the bit to go next. Now, although enthusiastic, Lou, being all of 5 years old, had notable deficiencies in the use of stealth while on his missions. Lou had not learned to swim underwater yet, and his topwater freestyle approach had all the stealth of a wide-open Mississippi steamboat. This was no deterrence to Lou, who had already decided that this was going to be one competition that he was going to best his older cousins at. He would visually select the fattest women in the pool, swim right up to them in a torrent of splashing, pinch the daylights out of their rear end, and then furiously swim away from them. The incredulous women would have no idea what to do with the five-year-old terror of the pool. In fact, none of them even called Lou to task on his rude and shocking behavior. Of course, Joel and I immediately threw in the towel in the face of lack of breath from laughing so hard and the prospect of competition with such a pool-pinching prodigy as Lou had turned out to be. Thus, all the overweight women in the pool were subjected to an extended reign of terror by the five-year-old pool-pinching, whelp-raising maniac with nerves of steel. This hilarious scene continued unabated until the three of us had to leave to go back to the Trosh's house for dinner.